I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 5699 Mount Moriah Road on 92.9.
Cheryl Swoops is a WNBA legend, a basketball legend, a champion, an Olympian. She's going to be honored with the Sports Legacy Award by the Memphis Grizzlies before the game on Monday on MLK Day. She joins us now. Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, everything
honor
is good
to have you.
Here in Memphis. Absolutely honor and a privilege to have you. So let's just kind of start with the honor itself. You're a champ. You're a trailblazer. What's it mean to be recognized by the Grizzlies, by the NBA, with this award on Monday?
Well, first of all, I'm a Grizzlies fan. I'm a Ja Morant fan, so I'm a basketball fan. So, you know, it's an honor, and it's an honor to be recognized anytime for, you know, your talent and your abilities and everything that you've meant to the game. But for it to be Martin Luther King weekend and the award that I am receiving, and to be in the company of so many greats that have received this honor before, it probably makes it just that much more special to me.
I hope you're ready to have the best acceptance speech, because Doug Williams and Robert Parrish and Caron Butler are men of few words, as you know. Cheryl, I'm banking on you to have the best speech. Are you prepared? You're ready?
You know what? You're putting added pressure on me. but you know, I got to represent for the women, so I'm gonna say I'm ready. I will be ready for sure.
Well, we're all looking forward to having you, certainly. And you mentioned it. Just sort of, what do you think about these young Grizz? You got the league pass? You watching Ja Morant and this young team?
Of course. First of all, I'm a basketball fan. Like, you can't be a basketball fan and not have the league pass, right? I got to be careful because I live in Houston. So, you know, I mean, we got the Rockets, so I can't say too much. But here's what I will say.
Well, Grizzly just handled them, right, Cheryl?
Grizzly
just took care of them.
Don't do that.
Who's James Harden?
Don't do that to me. I will say this. For them to have such a young team, you know, they got a few vets in there, but a young team. I just love the way they play. You know, I like the style. I like the up-tempo. And then you guys hired Neil Ivey. So, you know, I keep up with the Grizz. It's they're playing really well this year.
Yeah, we're trying to change the game here in Memphis.
But I'm not going to count my Rockets out. How about that?
No, I think that's
probably
wise.
Probably wise.
What do you think when you watch Ja? I mean, what do you love about Ja? What do you think about him?
So let me tell a very quick story and probably why I'm a fan and why I like to follow him. So I got the honor and privilege to work the combine last summer in Chicago. And although he was there, not that he went through anything, he wasn't a part of that, but he was around, I got a chance to meet his dad. We actually were going to eat some, I think it was chicken and waffles. His dad was walking out. So I had a conversation with him. And just to hear the excitement in his dad's voice and to hear his story and, you know, just this is the moment that if you're an athlete and a basketball player, your dream is to play in the NBA someday and to be a part of the combine and to know that someday your dream is, you know, someday real soon your dream is going to come true. To share a little bit of a conversation with him. Ja seems to be a really good, I call him a kid because he is a kid, right? But he's so talented. Like, I mean, he can do everything to be so young and to be so good at such a young age and to be a huge part of the success with the Grizzlies that they're having this year. I just think it says a lot about his character, about his heart, about his determination and his will to win. He's definitely one that has a very bright future in this league.
Cheryl, our listeners are asking us to ask you who his WNBA comparison would be.
Jeez. Let me see. Who has WNBA?
Little Sue Bird? Yeah, does he have a little Sue Bird in his game? Like,
you guys are putting pressure on me right now. Okay, ask me another question. Let me think about it. I'll come back to it. Because I like the question. Now I got to think.
Let me ask you this, because you had chicken and waffles with T. Morant, with Ja's dad. He seems to have Ja so grounded. And Cheryl, I'm not sure how many of us parents are still doing that these days. You know what I mean? Where he's talked about this story where he never told Ja, hey, you're the best thing since sliced bread. You've arrived. You need to be getting more respect. You know, he played it the other way. You've got more to do. And do you, you were just at Texas Tech coaching. Are our kids doing too much of that these days where we're putting them up on a pedestal rather than doing it like T. Morant?
I think we could be, you know, this, and people say this all the time, this generation of kids are so entitled, right? I agree with that, but I also want to put a lot of that onus on the parents.
Sure.
So my son's 22. He's in his fifth year of college at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. And I think he's very good. I think he has the ability to play at the next level, but I always tell him, you got work to do. You know, what makes you different from every other player out there that's playing your position? And honestly, they're probably at bigger schools. So I'm the type of parent that I'm probably the same way. I don't go to my kid and say, listen, you should be getting more shots and they should be running more offense for you and things like that. I talk to him. I'm very real with him. And I say, if you want the respect, you got to earn it. And here are the things that you got to do. You got to put in more work. You have to stand out. You have to go and get it. It's not going to be given to you. And that's the thing I appreciated about the conversation I had with his dad was, you know, he's very real with Ja and saying, do you deserve this opportunity? Of course you do, because you worked for it, but you have so much more work to do. And I do think that's why Ja plays the way he does. Every possession, he shows how much he wants it, and he's going to get it. He's not waiting for somebody to just give it to him.
I love that answer.
We are, of course, talking to the great Cheryl Swoops, who did absolutely everything in the WNBA. She's going to be honored on Monday by the Grizzlies Sports Legacy Award. Did want to get your thoughts on what happened in the WNBA this week. A real watershed moment, it feels like, for that league. Players are getting a 53% increase in total compensation under a new CBA. They're going to have maternity leave. They're going to have fertility benefits.
It's
amazing that some of this already didn't exist, right? It's amazing that some of this wasn't already in place. So I guess how overdue is this, Cheryl, for these benefits and for everything that's coming for the WNBA players?
Damn, can I come out of retirement was my first thought.
I hear you.
You probably can. You probably still got some game left.
No. If I can stand on one end and just shoot it, then I'm good. You know, here's what I will say. It is about time. It's overdue. What I don't want to happen is for people to get satisfied, though, right, and say, well, here you go, you know, because there's still so much more work to do. But what I will say is there are so many people that had no idea a lot of these things didn't already exist, as you said. You know, I remember when I played, just little things like having your own room. We had to share rooms also, but if we wanted our own room, we had to pay different. But at the time, if you don't know any better, right, then you just go with what's presented to you. And, you know, I was like the first player signed to the WNBA and the first player to get pregnant in the WNBA and go to the league and say, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant, going to miss the first season pretty much. What I will say is I had support from the league, but I didn't have maternity leave. I didn't have the funds, the care, all of those things that these young ladies have been fighting for and the things that we fought for prior to today. And I always say somebody has to be the first, right? So we were the ones to kind of go through the struggle and walk through the fire and say, we're going to do it, but we deserve better. And to finally see these young women get everything and so much more that they deserve. I just, when I heard about it, I read about it, I actually cried because it's so nice to be able to see the hard work that all of us who kind of started the league, the work we put in and the work that these young ladies continue to put in and the fight we continue to fight, to see it finally paying off. It does my heart good.
Yeah, well, you certainly, you know, you
it's
deserve
your shoulders
credit.
They're on,
yeah,
Cheryl.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The other part of this, too, Cheryl, that I wanted to get your thoughts on, I think so much of it is awareness. Like, I don't think a lot of people realize that professional WNBA players, like a lot of them, when the season is over in the WNBA,
mm-hmm.
like they don't just, like, train in the States and wait for next season. Like, they have to, you know, in many times, like, go overseas and play. You know, to make ends
meet. Or get another job.
Oh,
it's not
exactly.
Just going overseas to play.
What
yeah.
other league would you see that? Well,
and
know?
Will this nip that in the bud, Cheryl? Will this completely do away with the need for that, or will there still be some of that? Because what, the average is six figures, but you'll still have some lower deals?
Right, but the top players can earn more than $500,000 a year now.
And that's the top players, right?
Right,
that's
top
so
players.
So you have to look at every team and say,
absolutely.
Well, but on each team, how many players are top players?
Uh-huh.
And I would probably say maybe two per team.
Yeah.
You're considering top players. So then you still have the situation with the players who aren't making the six figures. They still have to do something to compensate just to live, to survive.
More work to do.
And here's the other thing. So if you go overseas and play, those are tax-free dollars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Versus, you know, playing here, you got to pay taxes on it. So when I said I don't want us to get satisfied, absolutely. I think this is it's groundbreaking. The deal that they made it's historic. It's incredible. But there's still so much more work to do. I just know. You know, when I played, one thing that kind of compensated for my salary, and I was one of the players who chose to play overseas. I didn't have to play overseas. And the reason being is because I actually had kind of like a year-round deal with the league. So we played in the summer, but in the off season, I was one of the players that they chose to stay here and pay me to kind of market the league in the off season. But because the league has gotten away from that, players, when the season's over, you know, most players have maybe a month off, maybe, if you don't make it to the playoff. And then they're going overseas to play 6-7 months out of the year, and then you come back and it's time to play again. And the reason why I think that this new deal is so important is because it will allow players, if they choose to stay in the States and rest, first of all, and market the league year-round so that people do understand and they still know that the WNBA exists, because there are a lot of people that don't. You know, there's so much more work to do, but I think we're headed in the right direction for sure.
Cheryl, we hear you are closer to Nike Emeritus Chairman Phil Knight than Penny Hardaway is. Like Nike, right? That relationship you've got with Nike.
I don't know who told you that. I tried to call him the other day. He didn't answer, so maybe that's not true.
Oh, stop. He answers for a pioneer of basketball.
Yes, he does.
You're not going to sit here and tell that lie.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. That was funny. I'm a Penny Hardaway fan, by the way.
I realize, and I know I'm not supposed to do this, Cheryl, and you've got a woman up, but you guys are both 71, 1971 babies, you and Penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that already? That y'all are about to have y'all crossed paths? I'm assuming greatness does that.
We've done a few things together in the past with Nike. You know, I just feel like once you're a part of the Nike family, everybody is kind of a part of the family. So you know, you kind of cross paths with each other. But I love Nike. I love my Nike family. I continue to do things for them, and. When I got an opportunity to sit down and have a conversation with them about designing a women's basketball shoe, which turned out to be the first female signature basketball shoe, which was the Air Swoops. I don't know. You know, as a little kid, those aren't really things you necessarily dream about because, I mean, I didn't even know that was possible. But I look at that situation as well, just as much as playing in the WNBA and, you know, being the first, I just kind of felt like it was an opportunity for me to not just represent myself, but represent an incredible brand in Nike, but hopefully open more doors for all these young women coming up behind me. And I do see that happening.
Well, you're already a hero, Cheryl. You're that already. Everybody, they all look up to you, especially so many of our young ladies. I asked you that question about Penny to ask you. I know you've been at Texas Tech, and would you consider that leading your own program? Is coaching in the future for you? No, you've already. You know, where's coaching in terms of Cheryl Swoops' future?
Yeah. Here's what I would tell you. So I was an assistant coach at my alma mater 2 years ago. And the unfortunate thing in that profession is, I'm sure you all know, when your head coach gets fired, most of the time the whole staff goes. So that happened. And at the time, I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Just the stability of it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I also know I have a passion and a heart for helping young people and teaching the game to them the right way. And I just feel like we, and especially African-American women, I feel like there's not enough opportunities for us in that field, whether that's, you know, SWA, athletic director, coaching. So I'm not closing that door on that opportunity. If it presents itself, I would absolutely love that. But also in the NBA, WNBA, I would love to have an opportunity to do something like that. Right now, and I'll tell you, you didn't ask this question, my passion is my nonprofit and my foundation in still working with our young kids.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl, this was absolutely a privilege and an honor to have you on the show. We look forward to having you this weekend and on Monday. Thank you so much for the time.
And congrats on the award, Cheryl.
You're so welcome. I appreciate you guys for having me, and thank you so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.